McGraw-Hill Ascent Audio presents Transforming Project Management, an Essential Paradigm for Turning Your Strategic Planning into Action by Dwayne Peterson, narrated by Derek Scholes. Forward. As a founder of the Project Management Institute's PMI Project Management Professional, PMP certification, and a PMI fellow with over 50 years in the profession, I am regularly asked to review and comment on new PM books. I have almost 300 in my personal library. These books are authored by some of the most recognized and respected names in the profession. Occasionally, a new author comes along and shifts the project management book paradigm. Dwayne Peterson is one of those authors. Peterson was a student of mine over a decade ago in Seattle, Washington. He was a pragmatist then, and he continues to believe that project management is not brain surgery. Dwayne's Transforming Project Management is a treatise in back to basics that enables the reader to dispense with all the rapidly expanding jargon and the plethora of certifications. This refreshing book looks beyond the countless acronyms to illustrate the reality of what it takes to be a successful project manager in today's fast-paced, high-pressure world. Dwayne and I share the get-her-done philosophy, and his book will provide the impetus for all project managers, no matter what type of project, to achieve success. Peterson and I have remained connected over the years, despite our separate career paths. I have focused on training over 50,000 students in 23 countries, while he has taken the consulting path, working diligently with corporations to improve their project management capabilities. He recently completed 6 years in China, where he assisted 7 provincial governors and 85 bankers in implementing efficient and cost-effective project management processes. This book, like no other I have read, focuses on the importance of following the established project management process and using the proven tools and techniques to establish the foundation for creating decision support information while executing the responsibilities of the project manager and his or her team. In some cases, Peterson pulls concepts from industrial engineering and business techniques based on his MBA. He establishes some new methods that take project management in new directions to increase the likelihood of success. Peterson pulls back the curtain on the PM process and presents the material in an easy-to-understand format. This book may well become the Bible for any aspiring project management practitioner. Lee R. Lambert, PMP CEO, PMI Fellow 2009, PMI Professional Development Provider of the Year, 2007. PMI Distinguished Contribution Award, 1995. Forward. The difference between Project Management MBA, PMP, and Pinnacle Strategist. My great-grandfather, around 1920, was a successful cattle rancher and wheat farmer. He frequently had enough money to buy new equipment, and one day decided to buy an automobile as his new piece of equipment. What was that? He didn't exactly know what it was, but ordered one anyway. When it arrived at the hardware store, the clerk told him he had no idea how to drive one of those contraptions, but there was a little instruction book that my great-grandfather could read that might help. Even though my great-grandfather couldn't read, he got the basic idea of how to operate it from looking at the pictures. Besides, how hard could operating his new contraption be? When he arrived at his ranch, he decided to park his new car in the barn. The entire ranch staff and many of his friends watched as he proudly drove his brand new automobile into the barn. Unfortunately, things did not go as smoothly as he thought they would. When he tried to slow down, he accidentally stepped on the gas pedal. Oops! As the car sped up, he panicked and frantically tried to remember where the brake was. He forgot that his car didn't have any brakes. In sheer desperation, he pulled back on the steering wheel and yelled, "Whoa!" That didn't help either. Instead of stopping, his car sped up and crashed through the back wall of the barn and ended up in the middle of the wheat field behind it. His only accomplishment was that he had managed to simultaneously destroy his car, wreck his barn, and humiliate himself in front of his family and friends. Project management has a similar history, though not as well developed. When I first started in project management back in the 1980s, the only qualifications for being a project manager were that you had to have nothing else to do and no valuable skills in any other area. Really, how hard could it be? Not nearly as hard as operating a Model T with no instructions. Then people started to realize that project management might be more complicated than previously thought. Some education might be necessary, so they invented requirements, documents, and functional specifications. The idea was that each requirement identified a goal to be accomplished by the project, and each functional specification was the part of the plan that would accomplish that particular goal. Sound good? It was a much-needed improvement. Then the business schools decided to start teaching the basic theory behind project management. Thus, we came up with the standard waterfall methodology of planning everything in extreme detail, no matter how many centuries it took and how many millions of dollars were wasted. Next, people started to realize that project management was more of a science than previously thought and should be treated as such. So business schools started teaching this in their business school courses, but only just a bit. Next, it was realized that project management needed its own emphasis as part of an MBA program, so you could also get a good foundation in project management theory. That is the degree I have. It is a good foundation of the theory of project management, but after graduating with my MBA, I still felt a bit like my great-grandfather driving his new automobile away from the small-town hardware store with only his little booklet to rely on for guidance. Even though my MBA with a PM focus was a big jump from the chaotic mess I experienced earlier, the PMP education and credentials I received next were another giant leap forward in organizational theory. Now I was starting to really understand more about how projects should be organized and managed. My PMP training contained many extra parts of project management that were not included in my MBA program. I better understood how all the parts fit together: a design document, communications plan, requirements traceability matrix, risk register, and stakeholder register, along with how to make a budget, how to develop a schedule starting with good requirements, etc. This went far beyond my MBA program, which just taught basic concepts like the work breakdown structure, the network diagram, and the Gantt chart. Even though I had made the leap from the basic MBA concepts to the more advanced PMP concepts, I still felt there must be more to come. There was still a huge leap between PMP certification and the harsh reality of trying to completely manage a large project. All this training and education, and I still had no understanding of how to accurately make a budget or schedule that I knew would work. With everything I'd learned, monitoring was still a joke. It is not enough to have an MBA and pass the PMP exam. We need to be able to successfully manage a project on schedule and under budget with high quality, while pleasing our customers by triumphing over all the potential pitfalls associated with project execution. Suddenly, driving a Model T with no instruction is beginning to sound a bit simpler. In my never-ending effort to improve myself and become one of the best, I read this book and became the first person to take and pass the certification examination described in the book. The exam is not at all easy, as it involves essays and requires an 80% score to pass. Now, all the confusion and frustration have evaporated. I now know precisely how to create that realistic schedule and budget and how to monitor it precisely. I've also learned much more about contracting and many other techniques to be the best project manager I can be. Yet it's much less expensive and more condensed than I could have expected. Now, project management has transformed. To use the automobile example, from that Model T with its little instruction booklet to a fully automated car that drives itself. Robert Hughes, MBA, PMP, Pinnacle Strategist. Introduction. Companies make huge mistakes every day, resulting in project failures all over the world. These mistakes stem from poor strategic planning, improper execution, project management, and/or poor leadership. Now is the time to stop the carnage and use a unique approach to discover the underlying causes of project failure, resolve those issues, and prevent future blunders. An article in the March 2017 Harvard Business Review estimated the cost of IT project failure in the world at $3 trillion annually. Add all other types of project failures, and you'd have to multiply that number almost unimaginably. This book is directed at those who want and expect more from strategic planning and are tired of projects that decimate their budgets and professional reputations. Business leaders should be able to know precisely how much a major project will cost before it begins and have processes and tools to monitor how well the project is meeting benchmarks along the way. Taxpayers and politicians must be able to determine the true cost of an endeavor they have been entrusted to vote on and be able to hold subordinates accountable for cost overruns. Bankers and investors need to know precisely what an effort should cost to fund and be able to hold borrowers or company executives accountable. Adequate monitoring with meaningful metrics might even enable lenders to pull the plug on a project before it goes on life support and costs the organization a fortune. All of this can happen when a project manager follows the methods outlined in this book. For that reason, our target market includes business leaders, project managers, concerned taxpayers, politicians, bankers, and investors, as well as educators concerned with producing the next generation of business leaders. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand this, but the rewards to businesses and the people who can help them will be significant. Let's examine the current situation. The Project Management Professional, PMP designation from the Project Management Institute, PMI, is considered the gold standard for project managers for good reason. The industry was chaotic, with each project manager attempting to invent and then reinvent the wheel with each different project. PMI brought order out of the chaos and set standards to be followed to vastly improve the industry, which are tested with the PMP examination. My point is that those standards do not go far enough to enable projects to be successful. Enabling that success is a major focus of this book. Adherence to PMI principles is responsible for many failures because PMI bases everything on the Project Management Body of Knowledge, PMBOK, which is inadequate. It is lacking because it doesn't describe properly how to develop an adequate budget or schedule, and because PMI monitoring techniques only describe how to monitor part of the budget. These are critical issues necessary to ensure project success, which immediately leads us to this question. What exactly is success? Definition of success: satisfactory completion of all work necessary within the budget and schedule as agreed, without requiring the addition of any time or money to make up for failure. How can people be successful meeting this criterion if they do not understand how much money or time that project will take? Also, present monitoring techniques do not display how well the project is performing against that budget or schedule. Again, projects are launched with inadequate budgets and schedules because of lack of adequate processes, and monitoring cannot provide an adequate picture of how the project is proceeding against the budget and schedule, because PMI monitoring processes do not consider all types of costs. Therefore, project managers simply don't have the tools to successfully deliver projects. So, if successful delivery of a project means producing the results of the project for the budget and schedule agreed to, and your budget and schedule cannot adequately reflect what's necessary to make that happen, how is success currently possible? This is a serious flaw. Further, status reports about how projects are progressing against their schedules and budgets are made using tools inadequate for that intended purpose because they track only part of the total cost of a project. Also, more than 80% of project management status reports use totally subjective stoplight colors of green, yellow, and red to indicate whether the project is proceeding on time and budget, with no realistic idea of whether any of the report is accurate. This means organizations cannot understand the magnitude of a project's failure until long after the project has been completed. The organizations must then find a way to survive the ensuing mayhem and finger-pointing. For example, one of my customers came to me after 2010 when his company had a project budget of $1.2 billion and discovered it had actually spent $3.1 billion. Yet all project status reports indicated the projects were proceeding successfully on schedule and on budget. This kind of chaos is replicated throughout business and government entities daily. Yes, directly due to those subjective green lights. In 2017, the Beijing News reported that an audit had revealed all projects in one of the provinces had failed dismally during 2012, and a team was being sent to identify the causative problems. Yes, it took 5 years to determine the full impact of project failures, let alone discover what might have been done to avoid them. Many organizations never even bother to look at that type of information, out of fear of what might be disclosed. Is it any wonder why, as a neophyte project manager, I was told the final step for any project must be the bayoneting of participants? Sadly, I learned how true that statement was. The company I was with regularly terminated all but one participant at project completion, so the last person standing could aim the finger of blame in another direction. Further, the PMP, that gold standard for project management, is awarded to candidates who successfully pass PMI's Project Manager Professional Examination yet who may have never had any actual experience managing a project. Project expediters with no decision-making authority and project coordinators with limited decision-making authority can use those experiences to sit for the exam, and if they achieve a 60% score on a multiple-choice examination, they pass. First, I have never experienced any examination where a 60% score represented anything other than failure. Second, in an examination with four multiple-choice potential responses for each question, random answers would give a score of 25%. For people to pass, they need to know just 35% of the answers, in addition to having reasonable luck. Therefore, the examination is based on inadequate standards because of the lack of adequate processes to determine accurate budgets and schedules and monitoring. The examination requires no project management experience to take. This is combined with a passing score that anywhere else would be considered failure. This results in the designation of PMP, the gold standard for project management. In contrast to PMI, Ultimenters, the company I founded, offers a Pinnacle Strategist designation. It certifies that the people who earn this designation have all the education and training they need to be an expert in leadership, strategic planning, and project management. Understanding this book thoroughly is all you need. I also have no educational requirements other than what is provided in this book. An MBA or higher can be recommended on its own merit, and as an MBA, I will always encourage additional education. But just because academics may have a PhD behind their names does not indicate they are capable of delivering any successful strategic plans through all phases, just as no formal college degree can prevent someone from reading and fully understanding this book and the processes herein defined. For this reason, people who understand the contents of this book can take the examination and, with an 80% or higher score, attain a much more significant certification than one that provides little. 60% score required, and you still have no idea how to generate a realistic budget or schedule, as with the PMP. All that is needed for this exam is printed in this book. Also, as I will describe later, the SBOC, Scrum Body of Knowledge, which defines standards related to agile-style projects, provides significantly less than PMBOK. SBOC describes how to monitor projects as though all formulas are copied directly from PMBOK. However, PMBOK compares estimated costs with actual costs to determine how the project is progressing. With SBOC, there is no estimates because there is no advanced planning. Therefore, it's impossible to monitor estimates against actuals when there are no estimates, which ultimately sets people up to fail. In addition, PMI requires the memorization of formulas and information such as, you have five team members on your team. How many lines of communication do you have? The best answer is, who the heck cares? I want to hear one person tell me that understanding there were 15 instead of 14 lines of communication for a project enabled someone's project to be successful. There is no benefit in memorizing useless minutiae only for the sake of academic trivia and having more questions to ask on the exam. The topics of this book are not trivial, and as noted, the exam covers only what is in the book. I spent considerable time in China the past few years teaching my processes and discovered the desire of the people there to adopt this philosophy now. American organizations, understanding the necessity of improving their delivery, should be ready to adopt the methods described in this book to transform project management. Most books on strategic planning are written at an extremely high level, and after reading them, most people will generally ask themselves why they even read the book. I don't find these books helpful precisely because they keep everything at too high a level and never broach the realistic topics related to implementing or monitoring the actual strategic ideas. This book is much more instructive and meaningful because it probes the depths of common strategic planning problems, of topics related to project management and leadership issues, in a way that will enhance strategic planning and enable it to be successful. Additionally, this book gives simple examples and walks you through specific problems with related stories that help you understand fully. Inadequacies that this book will address, as compared with PMI, relate to budget, schedule, risk management, strategic plans, and more. You will learn how to create a budget that is much more advanced and much more realistic than current budget creation processes describe. Create a schedule you can depend on. Greatly enhance risk management. Break down strategic plans into a portfolio of projects and monitor the progress of projects, the portfolio, and strategic objectives correctly, Without the use of worthless green, red, and yellow lights that have become the norm in this industry, or the incorrect metrics defined by PMI, you will understand why they are incorrect later. Meld PMBOK and Agile to achieve the best of both worlds while experiencing the drawbacks of neither. Protect yourself in contracts. Since contracting is such a critical issue, this book delves deeply into this topic, so all essential aspects of contracting will assist you in being successful. The reason there's a paucity of information regarding making strategic planning work through project management is because strategic planners, who come up with a vision for an organization, and project managers, who provide the tactical methods to realize the vision, are not the same people, tend to think differently, and rarely communicate effectively with each other. Andre Taylor, author and speaker on business excellence, Peter Drucker, renowned author and speaker on business, and Michael Porter, Harvard business professor, are three of the most influential business leaders of the past few generations. Yet none of them has written about or discussed the importance of project management in the delivery of strategic plans. All three have described vision constantly, but apparently have no understanding of or interest in how to accomplish the vision. Dreams with no results are meaningless and potentially destructive. It seems many must rely on what I refer to as the Samantha Stevens method from the old Bewitched television show. Wiggle your nose and magic happens. Of the Financial Times 2010 ranking of top business schools, only the University of Iowa and Cranston School of Business in the United Kingdom require a class in project management. The others apparently thought accomplishing strategic planning was not important. Since 2010, the Harvard Business Review has mentioned project management or any project management-related topic in only 0.5% of its articles. Again, strategic thinkers are trained to dream dreams, apparently with no regard to how to accomplish them. These dreams will fail if they have no viable tactical approach, so they're essentially nightmares. PMBOK uses only the briefest possible words to describe how project managers are to construct a work breakdown structure, WBS, make a network diagram, develop a quality budget and schedule, and so on. Most project managers, even those with PMP certification, have no clue how these things should be constructed or work together. This book resolves that situation. This book describes a small project, then takes it to the full root. We will see precisely how the WBS and network diagrams are constructed, how to generate a completely realistic budget and schedule, how to greatly enhance risk, contracting, and other issues, plus improving leadership to what is necessary for success. Then, the book will further instruct how to monitor the project and all strategic planning components perfectly. My background. I have lectured all over the world on strategic planning and project management for decades. Trained in industrial engineering, I've taken a business process re-engineering approach to bridge the gap between these disparate groups to transform strategic planning to enable success. I've consulted with 10 of the Fortune 500 companies, plus huge nonprofits and government agencies. I began my professional career as a young MBA trained by Boeing Computer Service as an industrial engineer to streamline the workflow of a major state agency, the Washington State Department of Social and Health Services. Using my training and experience in industrial engineering, I always examine the processes to find more efficient ways of doing the work. The bane of my existence became the phrase, "because we have always done it that way." Constantly looking to improve workflow to squeeze out a little more efficiency worked its way into my consciousness, and I became passionate about it in all phases of life. There were times, however, when I definitely could have used an off switch, particularly in marriage where efficiency suggestions, especially in the kitchen, were not always welcome. My father, occasionally known for being blunt, suggested it was only consistent that I would make a career out of studying the way other people worked. As my career began to morph into project management, business process re-engineering projects became my specialty. I could utilize my skill in this area to make extremely beneficial changes in organizations while implementing software systems in manufacturing, hospitals, and so on. Soon, I was offered very large implementation projects because of efficiencies the organizations would realize as a result of that implementation. Project management is an industry defined by its failures. Each time a new public construction project is considered, the public demands information about exactly who will be responsible for the cost overruns. When projects are run perfectly, there should never be any cost overruns. The public perception, however, is quite different, and that's based on experience. People understand there are always cost overruns. The news is full of the Big Dig Project, the Affordable Care Act disaster, and so on. As a young project manager fighting to overcome this, I decided there must be a better way to manage projects. It took only a short time to become frustrated by the entire project management profession. I looked for guidance from the Project Management Institute, but found exasperation. PMI's methods significantly improve project management and lead to consistency, which is very helpful, but not to success. I obtained my PMP and began mentoring others to pass the exam. The problems were obvious, and I was becoming too frustrated to teach it. As described previously, following PMBOK perfectly results in no successful projects unless they are seriously overfunded. How does one look students in their eyes and tell them, "Know this because PMI tells you to remember it, but do it that way and you will fail"? I subsequently spent 3 amazing years in China teaching business leaders, bankers, and even provincial governors how to restructure project management and strategic planning, and discovered a receptive audience eager to learn. It is my sincere hope that those in all other countries also have a similar interest. It has often been said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over while expecting a different result. Still, business leaders continue making the same mistakes in project management and strategic planning, causing extreme detriment to their organization in an apparent belief that this time will be different. Now is time to stop the insanity. This book builds upon the great foundation created by PMI and takes a business process re-engineering approach for the project management industry to structure processes and ensure success. The purpose of this book is to provide a thorough understanding of how to resolve the problem of failed projects and the resulting trillions of dollars of negative impact on business and the economy. By implementing the process I introduce in the book, you'll be able to successfully improve the performance of projects. Essentially, this book will show you how to integrate project management into your strategic planning to drive organizational results. I warn you all, I am opinionated because I have witnessed too much financial hardship caused by poor decisions in this profession. I provide many examples I have witnessed over the years to aid in your understanding, but in fairness to each and to avoid angering a number of former clients, I will do my best to disguise the ones with the worst decisions and practices. If it is true we should learn from our mistakes, I confess I may be unequaled in both project management and strategic planning, because I have made just about every mistake possible. My purpose is to elevate the industry in which I forged my career. I would suggest first reading the book straight through, as the concepts will reveal new thoughts and understanding. Then I suggest reading it again, carefully, examining each concept and example, so you can understand exactly why everything is done as described, and so you can better understand each topic. Then, you are ready for the exam, as well as equipped to make a career in project management. Chapter 1. Strategic Planning. Why we need to change our approach. Strategic Planning. Strategic planning is immensely important for every organization. Without it, both individual projects and the organization overall will fail. There are wonderful examples of strategic planning done well that resulted in great financial benefit to the organization that perfected it. And there are examples of complete failures to the detriment of the organization. But mostly you will find organizations that tried hard but missed the mark. The purpose of this chapter is to examine an approach to maximize opportunities for success. Strategic planning is the process of determining 1. Where you are as an organization, 2. Where you want to be as an organization, and 3. What it will take to get to where you want to be. Detailed plans to accomplish your strategic goal should result from strategic planning, giving the organization a map of how to get there. Usually, strategic planning is done by a strategic planning team. This team is generally selected by the organization, which often hires someone from outside the company as a facilitator. Usually, this group is put in charge of establishing direction for the organization. There are many methods and tools for these teams, but as you will see, there are many differences, and few organizations claim to conduct successful strategy meetings. As long as strategic planning is thought of as an entity in and of itself, it will flounder. To be successful, project management and leadership need to be added to the mix. Strategic planning is where strategic planners do their dreaming about where the organization is, where it should be, and how it intends to get there. However, without quality project management and effective leadership.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?